Tonight, at a town baseball field not far from Fenway Park in Boston, Jim Hennessy will umpire his last game. Hennessy was born and bred in Brookline, Massachusetts, and has called balls and strikes for Little League, high school, and adult softball teams for 63 consecutive seasons. That's about 7,000 games. Not bad for a man close to 85 years old, which you are right now, 84, Jim Hennessy. I am told that your kids have been after you to retire, and I wonder what made you finally come around at age 84.
Well, Lisa, I was sitting on the beach about 3 weeks ago, and just my wife and I, late in the day, and she said to me, you know, I think it's about time. You're going to be 85 in 2 months, and I don't know how many 85-year-olds are still doing what you're doing. And I thought about it overnight and told her the next morning I was going to be done by the end of the month.
Did your wife have that much influence on you always, or had you been thinking about it?
I had been thinking about it, Lisa, but no, she's a great lady, and she's been a big influence on my life. We're married for close to 62 years, and, you know, she's been a big part of who I am.
So it doesn't sound like she's a baseball widow. It sounds like she's been a major part of your life, despite the fact that for 63 seasons you've been umpiring. And I wonder, when you first started off, 1959, you were trying to earn a little bit of money, which you did, but what kept you doing it for so long?
At least a year after year, it was just automatic. I started doing Little League and then high school and softball leagues, and end of April every year, it was just time to go back to work again. It was just a thing that I enjoyed doing.
Why do you enjoy it? What's good about it? Because umpires take a lot of ribbing, and
you know, I never felt that way, Lisa, right? You know, I always try to be fair. The only thing I ever tried to do was, when I went to work at night, do the best job I possibly could.
So your kids, who are completely unbiased, tell me that you are the most kind, gentle, respectful man in the world. And I wonder, as an umpire, when you have to take lip from somebody who calls you a banana head or maybe does something even worse, what do you do? How do you respond?
Very quietly, Lisa, I'll just go over and say, okay, you made your point. You got about 10 more seconds. End it. No profanity, no more yelling, and it's over. And if they persist, I'll give them one warning. And if they persist again, I tell them to go to your car. You're out of here. I've done that very few times, Lisa. I haven't done that very often.
Because why? Because the first time around, it's effective enough?
Yes, correct. Correct. You know, I've always been stern, but, you know, I've been fair, and I've never thought anything was about me. It was, and, you know, I respected them, and they respected me.
That's your daughter, Jane, who is giving,
that's me.
Prompting you, and they respect you.
But they do. They think the world of them. They love them to death, all the guys.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, you sound like a really, really nice guy. Did you always umpire in the same position?
No, either the plate or the bases, you know, or the other.
It didn't matter to you.
Yeah, it didn't matter, no. And I used to take the 6 children with me a lot, too, when I was umpiring, you know, baseball games and, you know, pair them off 2-2-2. And they were a big part of my life when I was umpiring, too.
That's great. 6 children. And just while we were on the subject of taking lip from some people, who's the hardest to, what's the hardest age group to umpire for? Who gives you the hardest time?
Probably kids in their 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
No, but I haven't, Lisa, I haven't come across too many, really. I really haven't. They're respectful, and, you know, I respect them, and they respect me.
So for those people who are coming up behind you and want to know how you do it, how you keep your composure, how you maintain respect, what do you say?
Just be yourself. Be honest. Be fair. Don't be argumentative. You know, I used to tell these young umpires who are coming up, the only thing you have to say is 6 words. Ball strike, fair foul, out safe. And say nothing else.
A man of few, meaning 6 words.
I am a man of few words, Lisa. Yes, I am.
Over 63 consecutive seasons, but you spoke volumes, even if you didn't talk a lot.
No, I said very little. I let my work, you know, defined who I was.
That sounds pretty darn good. Jim Hennessy, so nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Lisa, very nice to talk to you too. Thank you very much.